Hello, baby.
All systems have been alerted to your presence, sir.
Never give up. Never surrender.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, as always, this stuff in lieu of actual entertainment.
Alrighty then. Hello and welcome back. This is Story Time, and I am GamerDude. Glad to have you with us for some more stories this week. And yeah, I know it's been a minute, but I'm back. It's season 8. I guess we have to call this season 8, right? We did a season 7. I think we did 2 episodes. But we do have 6 seasons and over 300 episodes before that. So I think it evens out, right? So I think we're going to call this season 8 because it's a new year, same podcast, same gamer dude, but a new year and a new season. Now, I've talked about this on the stream, and I've said I'm taking a break from the podcast, and the break, which I thought was going to be a couple of weeks, turned into a couple of months, and then a couple of more months. And really what it boils down to is, I needed a break. I didn't think that I needed a break until I took a break, and then I realized, oh yeah, I really needed that. Now, you may not realize how much work and thought goes into creating something like a podcast, whether you do it once a day, once a week, once a month, once a year. There's work that goes into it. And don't get me wrong, it's not work that I hated. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing the podcast. I continue to enjoy thinking about and doing the podcast. But the creative process can be very draining. Now, don't forget, not only do I do the podcast, but I stream 4 nights a week. I've been doing that for almost 9 years. And before I retired a couple of years ago, I was doing all of that while I was working full time. So between doing the stream, outlining, preparing, and recording, and editing the podcast, and then producing the podcast, it was kind of demanding. So that's one of the reasons that the culmination of all of those hours over all of those weeks, over all of those years, was that I finally needed a break. I needed a break for me to take a little time just to clear the slate, as it were. But also I wanted to take a break for you because I didn't want to keep doing the same topics or repeating myself. I know Storytime with GamerDude is about the old guy telling stories. But I don't want to be the crazy uncle who shows up for the holidays and tells you the same damn story every single year. I remember the time when we built the snow fort in the snowbank and the plow came and buried us and we had to dig out and... Yeah, I don't want to tell those stories over and over again. I don't mind telling the story once, but as I'm doing these episodes, or as I was doing these episodes week after week, I was always mindful of not repeating myself. You should see the stack of outlines that I have of all of the episodes. It's a stack about a ream thick because I write everything down and then I try to make sure that I don't repeat myself. So I didn't want to fall into that trap. I didn't want to repeat myself from 1 week to the next or from 1 month to the next or from 1 year to the next. Now, I don't mind doing a repeat episode, and I did a few of those over the years, but I did not want to fall into the trap of presenting the same stories again as if it's a new story. I didn't want to bore you. I wanted to keep it interesting for you. And I felt like I was getting close to doing the same thing every week. So to clear the slate, to recharge my battery, I took a break. And so I appreciate you coming back to listen to more episodes of Storytime, and I appreciate your understanding of the need for a break. Now, my plan is to continue doing the podcast in Season 8 and to do multiple episodes. I'm not sure that I'm going to do one a week. As a matter of fact, I'm sure that I'm not going to do one a week. That's partly because it is a little draining. I was putting pressure on myself to get a new episode done every week, no matter what, and not enjoying it. I mean, if I have something to say every week, I'll say something. But I'm going to take a little more laid-back approach for Season 8. I'm not going to put pressure on myself to get things done just for the sake of getting things done. I've always tried to give you something interesting and something of some quality, and so I want to continue to do that. But I also want to do something a little different this time around. Not that we're doing anything all that new. It's just going to be me mumbling and babbling and jibber-jabbering out here. But I'm going to do it a slightly different way. Still some stories. Still some TV tropes. Still some music. I may do some more reading. We read a few stories over the course of the first 6 seasons, and I kind of enjoyed that. I think you guys did too from the reactions that I got. But I do want to continue to do something, because I get something out of the process, and I think you get something out of the final product, so that's why we want to do it. One of the reasons that I wanted to get back to Season 8 is the climate that we're in as a country. As most of you know, I'm in the U.S., and we are going through some things. And I've generally tried to keep the podcast apolitical. I've said some things along the way, and I've had some episodes devoted to politics or the results of certain elections, like 2020. But Storytime has always been an escape place for me. It's where I can just talk about stuff that doesn't really have a lot of weight or drama. It's not stuff that you can get angry about, although in this day and age, people can get angry about anything.
What do you mean you toast your marshmallows before you put them in your s'more? That's not the way you do it.
I mean, people can find a fight about anything these days. I've tried to keep Storytime away from that kind of area where people can fight about what I talk about. I mean, you may disagree with my list of the top 10 movie themes of all time, but that's a subjective list. Everybody has an opinion on stuff like that. That doesn't make mine right or wrong. It's just mine. But I'm not going to stray too much into politics, but politics is all around us, and kind of the reason why I'm coming back to season 8. It's not that I want to comment on politics or what's going on in the world. It's not that I don't. It's just that every talking head out there has an opinion, and sure, I can share my opinions on that stuff too, but what I want Storytime to be, for the most part, is an escape from that. It's an escape from that for me, and I want it to be an escape for you. We're living in a world now with a lot of fear, a lot of anger, a lot of disappointment, a lot of shock, and we all need a break from that, because we can't live our lives in a constant state of fear, or desperation, or despair. It's exhausting. It's mentally exhausting, it's physically exhausting, and it's not good for us. Not that there's not a good reason to fear, not that there's not a good reason for despair. I'm going to tell you, when the results of the election in 2024 came in, I was as despondent as I've ever been in my life. I felt despair, I felt grief, I felt such immense sadness on so many levels. There are two times when I felt this badly in my life. The first time was when my dad died. My dad died back in 2006, and I remember that night vividly because I was there, it was at the hospital. I'd spent literally months doing everything that I could to try to help him. I've told that story in a previous episode of the podcast. I don't even remember what season it was, but I've talked about it and how difficult that was. But I remember the night that he died. I was so, so upset. It was a grief that reached deeply into my soul. There was an emptiness there. There was a sadness there. There was a despair there that I never thought that I would overcome. It was one of those helpless feelings because I had done so much. I had worked so hard to get doctors lined up, to make sure he was getting care, to make sure that everything that could be done to help him get better was being done. And yet, despite all of that, it didn't matter. He died anyway, and the frustration and the loss that I felt that night was just indescribable. It was an emptiness, it was a coldness, it was a sadness. It was the worst I ever felt. Now, my mom died a couple of years later, and I did feel grief for that, and I did feel sadness. Her passing came as less of a surprise than his. I guess I was more adjusted to it at that point, but the grief that I felt when my dad passed was just off the charts. In November 2024, that grief came back. Now, I'm certainly not trying to say that the loss of my father was the same thing as the loss of an election. They're obviously two very different things. What I'm trying to say, though, is the depth of the grief, the profoundness of the sense of loss, the intensity of the feelings were the same. It was a different kind of grief, but it was the same hollowness. The same emptiness, the same despair, and it was multi-leveled this time. I felt badly for myself because I had such hope. I had such a belief in the American people and in society that we were too smart to repeat a past mistake, we meaning we as a people. And I was so utterly shocked to find out that we were not. I was so utterly shocked to find out that there are so many people who A, are not that smart, and B, who are that smart, and just don't care about other people. It was shocking to me to learn how many people are like that. And it filled me with such grief and despair to know, to realize, that I live in a country where there are tens of millions of people who just don't care about other people. They don't care about the big picture. They don't care about the consequences of the choices that they make, as long as they are winning, it doesn't matter to them what happens to anybody else. And that realization filled me with such sadness. I couldn't sleep that night. I couldn't sleep on the night of November 5th, because my mind was just boggled. I just couldn't conceive of a country with so many people who didn't care about each other or about the welfare of their country. The word despondent barely covers the depth of how I was feeling. And that night and the following day, I was filled with such grief and depression and despair and sorrow, I didn't know what to do with myself. There was a part of me that wanted to crawl into a hole and just bring the dirt in on top of me and just lie there and wallow. And I was like that for about 24, maybe 36 hours. But then I realized, you know, this is just the beginning of another fight. Another fight to make sure that goodness and compassion and mercy continue. I've never been one to let the bad guys win, and I'm certainly not going to start now. And so I picked myself up, literally and figuratively, and I dusted myself off and I said, we're going to live our life. We're going to support the people who need to be supported. We're going to speak out against the people who need to be spoken out against. And we're not going to accept this stuff. And by this stuff, I'm talking about the stuff that I talk about every Friday night in my family game night stream. Racism, homophobia, misogyny. I don't put up with it in my Twitch stream, and I'm not going to put up with it in my society. That's not the way this country is supposed to work. You can read the headlines. You see what's going on. Stuff is happening. None of it is permanent. All of it feels tragic, and all of it seems to be happening at the rate that a train wreck happens, instantly and destructively. But one thing I've learned over the years is if it's broken, it can be fixed. We may need to use a little chicken wire and bubble gum, but we can put it back together again as long as we don't give up the hope, as long as we don't give up the fight, as long as we believe that we can make a difference, even on a tiny day-to-day scale, by doing something, it's better than doing nothing. That's the realization that I had that made me continue doing the stream, because I want to keep a place out there where people can go and just hang out and not worry about politics and feel safe and welcome and comfortable. And that's what's been brewing around in my mind about getting the podcast going again. That's also one of the reasons that I don't necessarily want to make the podcast political, because we do need a break from all of that anger and despair, that hatred and fear. We need a break from that. So I thought if I brought the podcast back as a place to go to listen to something that's just inoffensive, harmless, bubblegum for the mind, an old dude telling goofy stories, or reading from old books, or whatever it may be, if I can give you a place to get a break, to help you recharge your batteries, to help you realize and remember there is still goodness in the world, then that's what I should do. You don't necessarily have to agree with anything that I'm saying. You don't even have to like me if you don't want to. But if I can give you a place where you can go where it's peaceful, non-judgmental, safe, maybe even occasionally humorous, I'm happy to do that. From the reception that I received for the first 6 seasons of the podcast, I think that I can do that. And so I figured, let's get these episodes going again. Let's just go be gamer dude. So that's what we're going to do. Now, what do I have in mind? I don't know. Just like Indiana Jones, I'm making this up as I go along. Over the course of 2024, I did several outlines for episodes, so I'm going to bring those out and do those episodes. I was thinking somewhere along the line I might throw some civics lessons in there, because too many people don't really seem to know how this government and this society that we live in is supposed to work. I thought maybe I'd throw some explainers in there, just for the hell of it. I did some readings in the first couple of seasons. By readings, I mean stories from old storybooks. I talked about the old Bookhouse series that I grew up with, and there's a lot of great stories that I was raised on and that kind of formed the basis for the kind of person that I am. If you remember The Knights of the Silver Shield, I think that was season 3. The Knights of the Silver Shield is one of my favorite stories because it's about a knight who wanted to do so many things, so many honorable, heroic, battle-worthy things. He wanted to be the superhero of the knights, but his duty was to stand watch at the back gate, and knowing what his duty was, he did his duty. And that was deemed to be the most heroic thing that any of the knights did. Despite what his desires were, despite what he saw for himself, he did what he was supposed to do. And that story has stayed with me all of my life. And that's why I shared it with you. So I have only 13 or 14 volumes of Bookhouse to go through. I might pull out some of those old stories and do episodes just focused around those stories. What I want to do is just give you a place to go to just forget about what's bothering you, what's scaring you, what's irritating you, what's making you angry. I want you to have a respite from that, because we all need that. That's what my stream is about. That's what the podcast is about. It's about just having a few minutes to yourself, having a few minutes of normalcy, because the times we're in are not normal. In the big scheme of things, on the timeline of human history, the past 10 years and the next 4 years are going to be a teeny tiny little blip. And in 50 years, people are going to be looking back and saying, what the hell was going on back then? Why did people let that happen? I don't have an answer to that. Well, I do, but we're going to save that for another episode. But this is going to be a blip on the radar. Unfortunately, we're living through that blip. So I'm trying to find a place where I can give you and me a chance to be normal so that we can get a little bit of a break. At least that's the plan. Now, during the first 7 seasons of the podcast, I always tried to keep the episodes between 20 and 25 minutes, sometimes a little longer, depending on what the topic was. I think this episode's going to be a little shorter than those, just because I'm reintroducing myself and basically knocking the rust off, making sure we still know what we're doing here. But anyway, that's the plan. That's the plan for season 8. And as the season progresses, who knows, we may change things up again. Anyway, that's going to do it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for being here. I really do appreciate your support, and I will try to make it worth your while to keep checking us out. And please, spread the word. Gamer Dude's back. All right, my friends, you guys take care of yourselves. And until next time, I'll see you when I see you.